Imagine a woman in labor, completely serene, breathing gently as her body opens to welcome her child into the world. No screaming, no panic, no medical drama, just the quiet miracle of birth unfolding as nature designed. This isn't fantasy. It's the reality for thousands of hypnobirthing mothers worldwide. Since 1990, this approach has transformed from a local phenomenon into an international movement spanning 22 countries, embraced by celebrities and everyday families alike. The revolutionary premise? Birth isn't inherently painful. It's our cultural conditioning and fear that create tension, leading to discomfort. By reconnecting with our innate birthing wisdom through relaxation techniques, visualization, and positive language, women are rediscovering what their bodies already know, how to birth gently, even within traditional hospital settings. In 1913, a young London obstetrician named Dr. Grantley Dick Reed witnessed something that would challenge everything medical science believed about childbirth. In the impoverished East End, he observed a woman giving birth with remarkable serenity, using only gentle breathing techniques. When he offered chloroform, she replied with words that would echo through decades. "It didn't hurt. It wasn't supposed to, was it, doctor?" This experience led Dick Reed to develop his groundbreaking fear-tension-pain syndrome theory. He discovered that fear triggers a physiological cascade: uterine artery constriction, muscle tension, reduced oxygen flow, and ultimately pain. Without fear, muscles naturally relax, allowing the cervix to open efficiently. Though initially ridiculed, Dick Reed persisted. Decades later, science validated his theories when researchers identified endorphins, the body's natural painkillers, produced abundantly during undisturbed birth. These natural opiates are up to 200 times stronger than morphine, explaining how women could birth comfortably without intervention when feeling safe. Your uterus contains three muscle layers: outer vertical muscles aligning with your baby, and inner circular muscles surrounding them. During labor, the circular muscles, thickest above the cervix, must relax while vertical muscles tighten to open the cervix. When relaxed, these muscles work harmoniously. However, fear triggers fight or flight responses, releasing chemicals that constrict blood vessels and reduce oxygen. This causes circular muscles to tighten instead of relax, creating painful opposition. Think of pushing up a sweater sleeve. It catches on a tense arm, but glides smoothly on a relaxed one. Similarly, tension during birth creates resistance, while relaxation allows your body's natural processes to work efficiently. Neuroscience confirms that visualization and mental rehearsal create physiological changes through neural pathways linking mental imagery to physical responses. The four laws of the mind govern birthing. Psychophysical response connects thoughts to physical reactions. Harmonious attraction manifests thoughts as experiences. Repetition builds conditioning, and motivation enables extraordinary achievements when deeply inspired. That flutter in your belly is communication. Research shows babies are remarkably aware in the womb, developing mentally and emotionally while growing physically. They recognize voices, respond to music, and learn language patterns before birth. Creating a meaningful prenatal relationship establishes patterns of connection that continue after birth. Practice daily relaxation when your baby is most active, incorporating gentle physical interaction, like swaying and tatting, while maintaining conversations about your day and hopes. Reading with sound effects, singing lullabies, and playing soothing music creates a sensory environment your baby will recognize later. Encourage family members, especially siblings, to regularly interact with the baby. Your baby's environment matters. Surrounding sounds, emotional atmosphere, nutrition, and air quality all impact development. Maternal stress hormones affect fetal development, making a calm environment essential. Try the Be the Baby exercise. Imagine yourself as your baby in the womb, experiencing every sensation and emotion. How welcome do you feel? What emotional energy surrounds you? This perspective helps identify ways to enhance your baby's prenatal experience, knowing that what babies perceive becomes part of their identity. Birth is an intimate, transformative experience requiring sacred space where everyone honors your labor and treats both you and baby as conscious beings. Your key task is choosing caregivers who share this perspective. When selecting providers, seek those who already support normal birthing rather than trying to change interventionist practitioners. Interview potential caregivers early to understand their birth philosophy. Options include licensed home birth midwives for normal pregnancies, certified nurse midwives, hospital/birth center practice, family practice doctors, family-centered approach, naturopathic physicians with midwifery certification, natural/holistic care, and obstetricians, surgical specialists with varying views on natural birth. Your birthing environment choices include in-hospital birth centers, evaluate staff's support of natural birth, freestanding birth centers, midwife-owned, home-like settings, and home birth, proven safe for healthy pregnancies. Consider adding a professional labor companion to support practical needs and communicate with staff, allowing your birth partner to focus solely on you. Like athletes conditioning for competition, birthing requires dedicated preparation. The Hypnobirthing Toolkit, breathing, relaxation, visualization, and deepening techniques prepares both mind and body through daily practice. Three breathing techniques work naturally with your body: sleep breathing for relaxation, slow breathing to focus on your baby during surges, and birth breathing that supports your natural expulsive reflex without forced pushing. Labor begins when your baby triggers hormonal changes, intensifying surges and cervical opening. Hypnobirthing identifies two main phases, thinning and opening, followed by birthing. During the first phase, uterine fibers draw back to allow cervical opening. Staying relaxed minimizes discomfort. Maintaining the healing room state through relaxation releases endorphins that ease muscles and enable gentler birthing. Self-hypnosis is a natural state we experience daily, like when absorbed in driving or reading. During labor, mothers remain aware while deeply relaxed, experiencing surges comfortably and staying connected with their bodies and babies. As birth approaches, surges intensify and time seems to blur. With gentle breathing rather than forceful pushing, your baby descends and emerges to be placed on your skin for immediate bonding. Birth requires comfortable positions that widen the birth path, not athletic maneuvers. After birth, your body stimulates the uterus into its final stage. Once the cord stops pulsating, it's clamped and cut, followed by the natural delivery of the placenta. The first 3 months, your family's baby moon, are a crucial transition as your newborn adapts to life outside the womb. Prioritize bonding over visitors during this time. Hold your baby on the left near your heart, respond promptly to crying, and maintain connection through familiar music and gentle affirmations. Continue using your hypnobirthing relaxation techniques to manage stress. Breastfeeding provides nature's perfect nourishment, delivering custom-made nutrition, growth hormones, antibodies, and brain development enhancers. Research shows breastfed babies have fewer infections and higher IQs, while mothers experience reduced cancer risks. The birthing techniques of relaxation, positive visualization, and trust in natural processes become valuable parenting tools. Recognizing your baby as a conscious participant from conception establishes a foundation of respect and connection that endures. Hypnobirthing builds on Dick Reed's work by addressing the fear-tension-pain cycle through hypnosis and relaxation, helping women access their innate birthing abilities. This gentle approach to birth naturally extends into conscious, connected parenting.